Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. We got Larry on board here for a flash update. With the assassination attempt of many Republicans, actually, according to what I can find out. This is what the shooter himself said. He was going to try and take out as many Republicans as he could. So it appears as though the resistance or the obstructionists have gone hot. And this may just be the beginning. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, thanks for having me, Stuart. Yeah, it does appear that it's getting hot, and I think it links in to exactly what you said, a Masonic ruler against ruler, as Jeremiah put it, that's going on in our land and getting worse.
Yeah. What's your take on this guy? Seems like he was kind of a far left, progressive, communist, socialist, whatever you want to call him. But there seems to be a level of, you know, they've had these beheadings of Trump. They've had death threats on him all over. They make jokes about it. What level does this go to before the people demand a crackdown? And I noticed the gun rhetoric, we got to get the guns, has already begun. What's your take on this guy?
Yeah, not only that, Stuart, but I don't know if you heard the latest. I was watching Lou Dobbs earlier. He was on at 6, and he's going over past his hour into this scenario involving the deep state and the attack Trump deal. And he had on a Republican congressman that told him that you have no idea after this shooting how many phone calls we've got in Congress telling us Trump is next. So that it just there's where it goes, Stuart. That this is where it's going, and of course, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention what that dovetails into is, you know, there's simply like you've said, we would have healed Babylon, would have. However,
mm-hmm.
On the day of this attempted assassination of all these Republicans there in Alexandria, Virginia. The Democrats have stood up now and filed lawsuits today against Trump and his people, talking about the emulation clause and foreign holdings and business deals. And also, ironically, I'd like your opinion on it. The Washington Post has just released by unnamed sources out of the FBI information reporting that Mueller has now launched a obstruction of justice case. And also a case involving Russia against Donald Trump. And he's plunging headlong into an investigation to bring the president down. And so this is another deep state. This is a coup, Stuart. This is a coup.
I'm wondering what the connection is. This guy was basically unemployed, according to a neighbor. He's home all the time. It would be very, very interesting to do a check into his finances and see if there's any connections. I don't. It acts like he wasn't acting alone. And how would he know about this training or, you know, practice runs of the Republicans?
Sure. And
on the baseball field.
What's interesting, they are looking into more individuals, which means this would be a conspiracy. And there have been reports of possibly 4 or 5 more people that are being looked at involving this scenario. They have him on video or photographs that he was in the area, and, of course, they tied him to Bernie Sanders as a volunteer to that election campaign, and he was one of the protester bunch. When you begin to wonder, Stuart, who are the protesters? Who really are these protesters that have been going crazy since January? And also, who funds them?
Well, I would say that George Soros, Obama and company, Hillary Clinton and those people, these guys are playing for keeps. I've tried to warn people this is a communist socialist, Fabian socialist coup, and they'll stop at nothing to bring out revolution. Now, if they go after Trump, this Mueller character, this is a fix. I mean, he's packed his little investigation team with nothing but Hillary Clinton and people of that ilk, apparently far-left legal beagles, to go after Trump. I mean, it smells to high heaven, really. But are the American people going to do anything other than just say nothing? I would assume they won't do a thing.
Well, they haven't got off their couch. I'll tell you, it's remarkable, Stuart. It's remarkable that the people of this country are sitting back and allowing a coup to occur in their face, and they really have no comment.
Yeah. I've got the headlines here from Drudge. High-powered rifles, so now they're after evidently assault weapons. There's a hue and cry now I saw on Fox News about, you know, we got to have. And what's interesting to me is the shooter is dead. That's kind of a telltale sign because dead people don't talk too much, which made me wonder. I mean, when he was taken to the hospital, they didn't say anything about him being critical or anything. And the... go ahead.
I was just going to mention a lot of times in the heat of these shootouts and et cetera, you don't know, but if you've ever watched any of the old movie series 24, you know there was a lot of assassins in there that wind up getting killed at hospitals. But I'm not going to add one more conspiracy theory to that. We've got enough going on. And this is one thing that Augusto Perez has warned about. He's very concerned about where this is going. He has seen this before. You remember, this is how Fidel Castro came to power, the same way that Obama and Clinton and the group is coming back in from this side door of revolution.
Well, this is a way to start a revolution. You go after senators and congressmen. But remember the Hopi prophecy of assassinations. And, of course, there's been assassinations going on since John Kennedy. You just don't read about it. But there's the government has been assassinating, or the deep state, I should say, has been assassinating people right along. When we released the Iron Mountain video a long time ago, I was in a studio, and the Holy Spirit spoke and said, go outside and look. So I go outside, and I take a look, and there's four guys in a black SUV with high-powered rifles on the edge of my property. And so, they will do that. I suspect deep state on this one. I don't know about you, but I do suspect that the deep state had something to do with this. They will stop at nothing, and they would pick out people like this. Who knows what the trail is? What do you think? Is it possible?
Well, I think we're in for a ride, but I really, personally, I would tell people to buckle their seatbelts as we head into July and August, because I think we're in for a ride, Stuart, and I don't think Trump's going to be dethroned easily as they think.
I agree. I think they're going to, this is going to keep going. And I'm surprised they did not have more security there. I mean, these are our senators and our congressmen, and they do deserve protection. And maybe now they'll get some. But This whole thing, I don't know, there's something about it doesn't ring totally true to me. So I agree with you. I think everybody listening, look, this we're moving into a time of it's gone hot. And there were several other incidences, probably not related, but did you notice they had one on, I think it was a UPS guy that went in and shot some people?
Yeah, and have you heard about the active shooter in progress currently at Travis Air Force Base in California, base lockdown?
What's going on there?
They've got a base emergency lockdown. That's a big base in California, Travis Air Force Base, under lockdown, an active shooter in progress.
Boy.
All this the same day, Stuart.
Yeah, I think it's begun. And you might have these little quiet periods, but then you're going to have something even bigger. And this thing on the possibility that Trump would fire Mueller, who was appointed to head up the investigation, and they said the FBI leak on information regarding the president is outrageous, inexcusable, and illegal. Mark Corello said that for Trump's private attorney, immediately condemned the Post report. So they are, like you were saying, they're going after him. What's this lawsuit? I mean, Trump deliberately released all control over all of his holdings. So where's their lawsuit?
Well, Stuart, does it really matter? Is anything the left's doing legitimate or purposeful or reasonable? This is like a Stuart, the left is operating like a mad wife, so to speak, or an enraged husband. It's a domestic within the domestic, and there's no way out.
Yeah. Yeah, the country's going down. We know it's going down because Jeremiah and Isaiah, Book of Revelation, all tell us that America is going down. And I guess maybe it's starting to switch over into kind of a hot war. Before we close out, because we made this very short, did you read about China and their hypersonic missile that goes almost 4,000 miles an hour?
No, there are no defenses against it. Yeah, I know. Russia's got them also, and there's no defenses. So, Stuart, if Babylon isn't healed, I suppose those missiles are going to ask as they come over the horizon whether you're a Democrat or Republican before they hit, right?
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah. They'd want to know, wouldn't they? Well, I'm curious because if China has these things, and they probably got the technology from Russia, which does have them, what about Kim? And what about our naval fleets?
Yeah, let me throw something about Kim real quick.
Yes.
South Korea found a North Korean drone last night. That didn't make it back to North Korea and owned the drone from Kim was photographs of the U.S. THAAD locations where our missile systems are right now in South Korea. So Kim is working hard.
Well, that's a good indication of why we're going to have a lot of trouble with Kim. And I just feel, and I think a lot of people do feel, I don't know if you do, but that the hammer is coming down real soon. And when we're going to have Stan Deo on Friday about the 923 2017 star sign and what he has found, from what I gather, he's pretty well convinced that this is going to be a momentous changeover. And so all of this chaos we're seeing is right on time. What do you think, Larry? It seems like it's right here, right now, that it should have begun.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right on.
Well, thanks for coming on board for a short update. A lot of stuff going on, folks. Hang in there, and we'll see you on Friday for a much longer show. Anyway, thanks for coming in and listening, and thank you, Larry, for coming on board. And we'll see you Friday.
Night.